Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show, and we are on week 8 of A Year of Self-Love Journal Book Club. So if you are with us during this week of 8, I just congratulate you for hanging in there. If you're not, it's okay. It's okay to be behind. It's okay to just listen and not be there yet in the book. But this week's mantra was, I am lovable. I am worth loving. I am easy to love. Very simple sentences, but really hard work. And, you know, Ashley, I want to hear from you. For those of you for whom this is easy, great. Congratulations. I'm happy for you. Tell me how you do it. For some of us, this work of self-love, of being so, what's the word? I think about active versus passive. Passive sentences, right? Like, I am lovable versus I am someone who is lovable, right? Just being so direct, I am lovable. It's uncomfortable to say. I know it, but it's uncomfortable to say. And I was talking to some folks about this, and I think some of it is about folks who are socialized to not see themselves as centered, to not be centered as a people group. So women often feel like, well, I have to take care of others. And so to say, I am lovable, I am worth love, I'm easy to love, is not the narrative we put forward about women. We often talk about women being hard to love or men having to figure out their women that are just so difficult, right? And so to say that I'm easy to love, to claim that I'm worthy inherently just by being worthy of love, is sometimes easy, sometimes hard. And I want you to just pay attention to what happens to you if you haven't done this yet, or reflect on what happened to you if you have, when you read or read this affirmation, right? Just notice what came up for you. And I just want to support you if it was difficult, because it might feel like a struggle to love yourself. And then there's that space to be curious about, like, why? Why does it feel like a struggle? What in my story? If you've been following along, you saw the most recent episode. I checked in. I did a member check-in with someone who was a part of the book club. And one of the things he said is he bought the book to kind of, you know, join along. And he was like, whoa, this is big. And he put it down and was like, maybe I'll come back to this later. And I told him, you know, you're a member of the book club, regardless of whether you're staying up to date week to week, ahead, behind, whatever. If you are willing to be on this journey of self-love, you're a part of the group. And I was clear with him that we're not doing this to be self-indulgent. Because I think sometimes when we think about saying, I'm worthy of love, I'm easy to love, it's all people feel uncomfortable because it's like me. Okay, maybe I'm speaking for myself. That's part of why I feel uncomfortable declaring it so simply and clearly. But we are doing this work. We are doing this self-love work to be able to be in community, to fight, to work, to create the world that we want to see. I was listening to this piece of poetry in the gym. I know this sounds kind of weird that I was listening to poetry in the gym, but a series of things brought me to look it up. Gil Scott-Heron's The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And if you haven't heard that poem, you should go listen to it. But his whole point was that the revolution will start by inner work that no one will be able to see, that no one can film. And so when he says it won't be televised, he's talking about the inner work that we must do to be able to evolve individually, to be revolutionary personally, and then to be collectively a part of the revolution. And so don't get it twisted that this is just some like, oh, I'm going to be over here doing this self-love thing. It's in service of something bigger. And so I hope that this week's work around being able to declare that you are worthy of love and being able to know that you are lovable helped you get a little closer to being able to declare it. I know it did for me. And so some of the activities around a mirror work of just being able to look at yourself, take yourself in, give yourself affirmation, talk about the aspects of yourself that are lovable, and not just those physical characteristics that you see in the mirror, but the fullness of who you are, the fullness of you, right? Your kindness, your willingness to do things for others, your willingness to not sit down when you need to be standing up for other folks and for yourself. Those sorts of things are also what's reflected back to you in that mirror. The piece around listing who loves you is a reminder that if you aren't able to tap into why you're lovable or that you're worthy of love, there are likely people in your life who can remind you of that. So that's a good list to make and refer back to, because there are times where we get out of touch with being able to declare that we're worthy of love and being able to declare that we're lovable. And so that list is an important one and might also help you realize and think about what those people see in you, because there might be pieces of you that you don't think about often, or you don't notice, or you don't see. And so that list also can be a form of mirror work to help you see yourself through the eyes of other people who love you. And then the other thing I want to put forward with this week is this idea of, how do you know you're loved? What does being loved feel like to you? What does that look like to you? And to be curious with yourself about what that is and what that means. You know, there's some folks, like there's people talk about like the love languages, which is not scientifically based, but people love to think about like the different ways in which they like to be cared for. And so for that core reason, I think it's useful, because it gets people to reflect of like, what's your currency? How do you know you're loved? Are you that person that needs a hug every day? Or are you that person that needs someone to simply, you know, show up for you when things are tough and you don't need all the connection and cuddly and all that touch in between? So to be thinking about that so that you can more readily see how you can love on yourself, but also see in where in your relationships there's a match in terms of someone loving you in a way that works for you. You being able to express, hey, I need this. And then hopefully being in a relationship where they can meet you where you are, and you also meet them where they are in terms of their own limitations. So one of the things that this got me thinking about is, I am a hugger with people that I care about. And I kind of need my hugs. I need my hugs each day, especially from my youngest, who's a great hugger, and my oldest, who, what's the word I would say, tolerates my hugs. Like, he knows mom is going to come in for a hug. And so he stopped. He doesn't do it like begrudgingly, but it's clear that it's not for him, it's for me. And in that way, he's loving me, because he knows that his mom wants to be close to him. I can't be close to him like I used to, when I used to hold him and feed him and all those things. You know, he's long past that. And so it just made me think about how, for me, that contact with people that I love and I care about, like with my husband, I'm a person who I'll give a hug when I'm leaving and a hug when I come back, even if I'm gone for just a quick, you know, John, but that's not really something he needs. Like, that's me. That's what I need. And I had to really get to a point for myself where I would say, you know what, that's what I want. And if he's willing to meet me there, I don't have to apologize for that. I don't have to feel like I'm being difficult. And so that made me think about this piece around, I'm easy to love, that I think sometimes we create this narrative that we're difficult, that we're high maintenance. Yeah, if anyone is a When Harry Met Sally fan, I'm showing my age here, you know, this idea about like being high maintenance or low maintenance person, and just realize that we are who we are. We are who we are in our complexities. You are lovable. You are worthy of love, and you're easy to love. So I'm curious your thoughts, how this affirmation landed for you, what was easy or hard as you went through the exercises. And I remind you, you are a part of this book club regardless of the pace. If it takes you, you know, more than a year to get through this, if it takes you less, like, we're here to do this work so that we can show up better for ourselves and then be able to contribute to the world that we want to see and be that change. So thanks for joining me on The Kira Banks Show. I'll see you next time.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.